Anyway. Yeah. I've already talked about that. There you go, and some jobs come and some jobs go. I said, that's kind of the way it goes. I said, I got a kick out of being a film projector, but guess what? It doesn't exist anymore. Skill is not needed. It wasn't that big of a skill. And he goes, okay, let's go. You know, it's like all these guys go, what are we going to do if we don't need truck drivers anymore? And you go, we'll have to figure out something else to do. Well, what happens if this is the only thing they can do? And he goes, they'll have to ride to something else. They can't just sit there and do nothing. He says, or we can get all socialistic about it and do it and make work. You know, we're not going to automate costs. Therefore, you know, they're like the special protective class. They do that in India. What do you think the untouchables are? There are certain things that other people are not allowed to do. Trust me. Everybody says, oh, but they're so low class. Isn't that rude to them? And you go, what are you kidding? They kill other people who try to do the low class work they do because that's their job. Don't screw with their job. You know? This guy picks up refuse on the street. Some kind-hearted SJW tries to raise them from their status, and they'll get gunned down the street, not by other people who profit from it, but from the very guy they're trying to help. Boom! I don't need your stupid help. I don't need your stupid pity. I'm doing just fine. Take that on my face. You moron. I've got the contract to do this stuff. This is my territory. Somebody else takes it, I kill them. He says, you're screwing with my stuff. The way I see it, you're trying to take my stuff, I'm going to kill you. Oh, I don't understand. I'm just so wonderful and helpful. I'm trying to help you. What? Dodge
somebody else.
Dodge the bullets. Yeah, get away from me. Don't be surprised if nobody gives you a very nice thing. Oh, but the primitive underclass, don't you resent that? You got what you're talking about, you moron. So, yeah, I find the whole thing kind of interesting. And it's like, you know what? That's it. Don't get weird about it. Don't get weird about it. I said, you're being more destructive than you think. And nobody is really going to appreciate it. They're just going to be angry. But they just won't know what to be angry about. Mostly their body's screaming at them, saying you should be doing something else. And all the logic in the world is going to take away that feeling. It's a culture, and you go, maybe. What difference does it make? I said, society works. Now, it doesn't. I said, you're not doing anybody any good.
Just
don't
wait for
the week. I'll give him a break. Real
transparent.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know. Whatever. That's all I can say to it is whatever. And we go, and that's why I think it's funny, because you say, okay, what statement are you trying to make? And they go, oh, what kind of a statement? And they go, you wouldn't do this if you weren't trying to make a statement. What is it? I don't know. I go, okay, well, then you're just, yeah, you're just following some crowd. You understand the people you're following are actually just wretchedly horrible people. Why on earth do you want to be associated with that? Oh, they're probably broke something over here. Yeah. Everything around is construction. They're breaking things all the time. Because, I'll be honest, it's probably cheaper and easier just to break things than to do any heavy planning. Do y'all hear ya? I'm sure it's one of the things that people will say, well, how do you feel about that? And you go, you know what? I found it's cheaper and better just to barrel on and face the consequences of whatever they will be later. Yeah. And you go, because you can't plan very well in the first place. Because nobody can. Nobody can see all the stuff coming from the beginning. You can do some, and it's not a bad idea. It's just don't spend a lot of time on it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Huh?
Yeah?
At some point, planning has to essentially end, and it has to push forward. You know, I'm the type of guy that... Oh, okay. You think? Ah. Well, they busted something. Huh. Oh, God, you're my kid. If I had any kind of tread on these shoes anymore, it would help. You know, and that's where it comes from. If this guy's a real, oh, no, you have to spend a lot of time, you know, you have to spend the first, you know, 90% of your time to be in planning, 10 execution. And I go, you know what? I said, if you want that to be the way it's going to be, I said, that's fine. Don't be surprised if I'm going around behind your back and doing things, making things happen anyway. And you go, where was all the planning? Where was all this? Where was all the putting in the information and putting it into the system and setting up the project on the computer? And you go, I'll be the first one to say, I said, I'm more a sergeant major than a lieutenant, if you have any concept of how the military kind of runs. And you go, I just push crap through. And if other people get in my way, I tend to push right through them. That's just the way it kind of goes. That's fine. Because we're all here to figure out what we think that we need. I can do planning. find it intrinsically kind of boring. Not interesting. I said, we have Banner 9 done because I came in and just pushed it. And I wasn't very careful, you know, and I wasn't very, you know, I didn't spend a lot of time planning. I just started pushing stuff out. So then I learned over time what I thought was better and what I thought wasn't. Evolution is killing itself trying to keep up with me. I don't... It says, but that's how I learn. How I learn about the application is by smacking up inside of it. Says, yeah. When people say, well, we need to communicate more, I said, I find that communication slows things down and it gives different parties too much power to simply just throw a monkey wrench in things. And you go, you know, and if they were honest, they would say that that's their only purpose in what they're doing, is to make sure that this can't come to pass. It's always worked for them in the past. They love planning. Because the more, because it's waste time, and people get tired of it, and they just kind of say, well, just screw it, we're not going to do it.
Well, that's how I feel about the components in the park.
Yeah. Because it is. It's a whole lot of freaking work for basically, you know what? It's basically how a nutritionist / dietitian covers their ass. Sorry, I'm using that term, but that's the term. CYA. If a computer software program told them what to do, they can always say, hey, I put the information in, this is what came out. If they say, that doesn't make any sense, and you go, says, if you start dinking with it, you're not protected anymore. You're on your own. Listen, trust me, you don't want to be on your own. The Board of Inquiry starts screwing with you. Because that's being a, quote, professional. The doctors do it all the time. Learn from doctors. Doctors don't do nothing that the book doesn't tell them to do. Not a thing. Now, you can become a research doctor, and that's a wonderful thing, but it's dang dangerous. How many people have you killed, exactly? Figuring out whether this is going to work. And you go, well... Hopefully you're in a thing where you're kind of isolated from those kinds of inquiries. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Turn the wrong way. If you step on it, it'll be this. Oh, except it's a really lazy one here. I don't know where to put it, so it'll be more. I think it'll show more over there, maybe. I don't know. Get a red handle. I don't want them to run it over and really goof up themselves or equipment. You know, mostly break their stuff, and when it breaks, it'll fling stuff and rip them to shreds. Yeah. I'll just get it out of the way. So it's less likely to cause problems. All right, good. Very good. I hope that was a good deed. We'll find out. Anyway. Yeah. But people go, oh, it's really important to keep an audit trail so you can see who screwed up. And they're always saying it so that you can eliminate that person or put them in a position that isn't so dangerous. You go, you know what? That's not useful. I said, if it's known that you're doing this, I said, you'll get yourself and your employer into big trouble. And you go, and I don't need to keep a lot of books and records and things like that. I said, you can just get a sense for it. Here's something I'm going to give to you. Here's something I'm going to give to you. We haven't picked much of them. And you go, okay. Do you want to have something meatier? Okay. So you're going to have to prove yourself on stuff that doesn't really matter too deeply before we let you play with something that does matter deeply. You know, and you can just operate with that sense. You don't have to be statistical about it, particularly, do I think? Because you can't. I think it's hilarious. I said, we have auditors come in to check all of our stuff. And I'm going, first of all, do we have to have the auditors come in? Oh, well, you always need auditing. And you go, no, you know. Does your boss care? No. And you go, are you doing it for your own health? No, it makes me crazy. And you go, then why are you doing it? To prove I'm doing a good job. And you go, isn't the evidence that your stuff is running and you haven't been attacked evidence sufficient that you're doing a good job? Are you going to get knocked? Yeah. Are they going to ask questions? Maybe. The biggest thing is, are you going to be able to recover it? Yeah. Don't do that. They're going to find crap. It's going to get you fired. You go, why are you doing that? That's just dumb. If you don't have to be audited, don't invite them in. The only reason why you invite police in the house is when they bring a warrant, you have to let them in. He says, all right, no. He says, I don't... Good or bad?
They're your sons.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, that's all the weird traits they have. Hey, guys.
Hey, how'd it go?
Going well.
Yeah?
Keep working it. Hey, that's a car to live for me. The Clark. And one of the Clarkettes. Sorry. 10 kids, you know. Yeah. Like, well, we'll figure it out. We'll find out what these people are after. I'm not going to reveal anything unless they are. where we stop is right next to the smoke pot.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That was a great day.
Oh, that's very nice. What? Thank you.
You got a pizza?
Oh, yeah, I'll open the pitch in for it, dude. Yeah, for free.
Glad you got
it. Spend all your money. Almost need a laptop for right now anyway. But, whatever.
Okay.